this is where My Sierra Woods comes in and helping assist the small landowner.
Gary Hendricks is a professional forester and timber manager for the Phillips Family Trust in Shasta County, east of Redding. But he isn't here promoting logging. He's partnered with the nonprofit group My Sierra Woods, which helps small landowners maintain their forested property for fire resilience.
Registered professional forester is going to come out. He's going to identify your different species, the health of those trees that are on your property. He's also going to ensure that there is not environmental damage done to the property in terms of water courses. He's going to be there to help you in every way that he can to have a healthy, sustainable forest.
Other programs like this exist from the Department of Forestry, which sometimes pays timber companies to help clear out the excess forest fuels for small landowners. But both programs are based on grants and government funds and have their limits. The questions of what to do with the dry wood, flammable material laying on the forest floor is an essential one. Timber companies want to log the big stuff, older trees that have a lot of value. But those big trees are fire resistant. Small trees and forest litter are not. And they're also not valuable. It turns out, though, that excess forest material can be used to create something called biochar.
Biochar is very simply organic material, like wood, that is placed in a vessel, what we call a retort, that is run at about 1,300 degrees Fahrenheit in the absolute absence of oxygen.
This is Valerie Navarro, CEO of Clever by Nature.
You are turning it into a end use that's viable. So if you take, for example, 3,500 pounds of shredded bark beetle pine, like we're doing right now up in Colorado and about to do here in Orville, and you put it into that vessel, it will give you 700 pounds of very high porosity product, which has a ton of different uses.
The most common use being an enriching soil amendment.
But what we're doing with our company, Clever by Nature, is actually turning it into consumer-grade products. We have the ability to put it into textiles. And the way we do that is we actually master batch it, is what it's called, with a polymer and or a biorubber or a bioplastic, so it can then be integrated and pelletized and turned into fibers. So then what you have is something that is fully compostable.
Yes, fully compostable in your backyard compost bin. Valerie's company master batches this biochar with a bioplastic to make a 3D printing material, which they have already turned into a mobile phone case.
So we're systematically moving in our material science and getting better with that. So that phone case can now be fully composted in the ground and 100% biodegradable in the ocean as well.
The idea is to attract a variety of manufacturing companies to make products out of this biochar, which could be a more sustainable model than solely applying for grants to get forest litter removed. A win for the economy and a win for the environment. In Chico, California, I'm Matt Fidler.